The Lord be with you.
And
reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to the crowd, "They will seize and persecute you. They'll hand you over to the synagogues and to the prisons. They will have you led before kings and governors because of my name. It will lead to your giving testimony. Remember, you are not to prepare your defense beforehand, for I myself shall give you a wisdom in speaking that all your adversaries will be powerless to resist or refute. You will even be handed over by parents, brothers, relatives, and friends. They will put some of you to death. You will be hated by all because of my name, but not a hair on your head will be destroyed. By your perseverance, you will secure your lives." The Gospel of the Lord. On Sunday, we celebrated Christ the King. As they say in Spanish, Viva Cristo Rey. Monday, we celebrated a beautiful, kind of quiet feast day of Mary, which is the presentation of Mary as a child in the temple, which invited many of you to renew your consecration to Mary, presenting yourself to Jesus through Mary. Yesterday, we celebrated the patron of music, which would be Saint Cecilia. Hopefully, you're all refining your melodious voices as a result of that, okay? Saint Augustine says, "He who sings well prays twice." John Paul II, when he was in Africa, he said, "He who sings and dances well prays three times." No? I think he was in Nigeria where the Africans like to dance, okay? And today we celebrate three saints. Can you name them? Well, I'll tell you. Saint Clement, martyr, and if you've ever paid attention to the Roman canon, we say Clement, Cletus, Sixtus. So we got Peter, and we got Clement, Cletus, Sixtus, those would be the first four popes who were martyred for Christ. Also, today we celebrate an Irish saint, and I think there's a church in Garden Grove in honor of him, Saint Columban. So we've got an Irish monk that we honor. And also today we celebrate Miguel Pro, which is November 23rd. So we're celebrating a lot of saints today. Let's pray that one day we'll be with them. Amen?
Amen?
There's a lot that can be said about Miguel Pro, but I would just like to highlight one of the beautiful virtues that he had and see how we can imitate it. Even though Miguel Pro lived in the time of the Cristeros, he was shot by the fire squad in the city of Mexico. And he had to do all of his apostolic work basically on the sly, in a hidden way. Because if he exercised his priesthood openly, he would have been arrested and killed. So Miguel Pro, incredible man. A lot of problems with his health, stomach problems. He goes to study in Europe, and then he comes to the United States, and then he wants to go back to Mexico to exercise the apostolate there. And when he's in the city of Mexico, he's just basically working as much as he possibly can. He disguised himself as a mechanic, and then as a businessman, and he had to disguise himself because if he walked around like a priest, he would have been killed. I remember one occasion, They thought that they'd seen Miguel Pro, and the police were looking at him, and right away he grabbed the arm of a woman instead of walked down the street with her. So they thought, well, that can't be Miguel Pro because he doesn't have a wife, okay? Another occasion, the police were, he was disguised, and they were trying to think, where is Miguel Pro? And basically said, there he is in that car, go after him. So they got in their car and they followed him. It wasn't him in the car, but it was another person. So he was able to, through trickery, through astuteness, through through humor, he was able to avoid the police. Until finally, what had happened was he was framed, he was thrown in jail, and with one of his brothers, he was condemned to death. Actually, three of his brothers were thrown in jail, but only two of them were condemned to death. And his death was very beautiful because they condemned him as an innocent man, like Jesus. Jesus was innocent, he was condemned. He was thrown in jail for a relatively short time. He was exonerated of what they accused him of. And the day of his persecution and death, and this is very much in line with the gospel today, he says, you'll be hated by all because of my name. You'll be handed over. They will put some of you to death. That's St. Clement and Miguel Pro. So his day of execution arrived, and one of the executioners came up begging pardon because he knew that would beat Miguel Pro. He knew that Miguel Pro was innocent, but this executioner did not have the courage to defend him. And Miguel Pro forgave him and thanks him. How incredible. He forgives his executioner and he thanks him that he's going to be killing him. That's pretty rare. He forgave him. What did Jesus say on the cross? Father, forgive them because they do not know what they're doing. He thanks him. Why does he thank him? Because this executioner is going to be sending him to heaven. I think that's worthy of thanksgiving. What do you think? Someone is going to be sending me to heaven. Thank you. Thank you very much, huh? A triple thanks, huh? But he had no resentment, but just gratitude for the fact that God had chosen him to die as a martyr. Okay, so shortly before he died, he asked for a little bit of time of silence. He prayed to God, preparing himself for this moment. Then he had, in one hand, he had the rosary. Another hand, he had the cross. And what he did was he said, Viva Cristo Rey. Viva Cristo Rey. Viva Cristo Rey. He forgives the president. He forgives all those who are executing him. He cries out, Viva Cristo Rey, with the cross in one hand, and he's got the rosary in the other. And then the firing squad shoots him. He falls down, but he doesn't die right away. So I have to come up and they have to shoot him in the temple, and finally he dies. Dies as a martyr to defend the truth. A martyr to defend Our Lady Guadalupe. A martyr to defend Christ the King. A martyr to defend the truth. Now, after he died, the government had two principal figures in Mexico. One guy, his name was, if you maybe saw the film of the For the Greater Glory, Plutarco Calles, and the chief general in chief of the army, whose name was Obregón. They tried to hide this, the death of Miguel Pro. and said, no public funeral. You know what happened? It was the biggest funeral in the history of Mexico. So as we say in New York, the yoke was on their face, huh? Thousands of people came. And even though the government tried to prevent this funeral to be celebrated, it was celebrated among thousands of people. Thousands of people. So Miguel Pro is a model for us. Miguel Pro also was a Jesuit, so he knew Ignatian spirituality very well. So I think there are many messages here, but I'd like to give you three. First is that, not to scare you, but as Christians and Catholics, we will be persecuted. That's par for the course. Now, if you have never been persecuted as a Catholic, that means you haven't really lived your faith well. Okay? No offense, okay? But if you've never been persecuted as a Catholic, that means you really haven't lived your faith well. Number two is this, is we are weak, but God's grace is stronger than our weakness. Amen? None of us have the grace to die as a martyr. None of us do. But God gives the grace. That's why we pray in the preface, God makes the weak strong. And as Paul says, when I'm weak, then I'm strong. And third is this. If you were at my Mass yesterday, you heard my homily in which I was going through all the different parts of our whole being. Our eyes, our mind, our lips, our hands, our feet, our bodies, our hearts. We're basically in the week of Christ the King, up until next Sunday, in which we're entering a new church year, which is Advent. So I think what we want to do, in honor of Miguel Pro, is we want to renew our allegiance to Christ the King. We want to fight. We want to fight against our own sinfulness. We want to fight against the devil. But we want to fight with Miguel Pro and the great saints to save many souls. May all of us live out the glorious cry of Miguel Pro. Que viva Cristo Rey. Que viva la Virgen Guadalupe. Amen.